Rise up. I am Carell. Everybody rise up. So very glad you are joining me. What an emotional Thursday it is for me. Remember, I take Fridays off from the 6 minutes, but give you an hour over the weekend. All right, Donald Trump's an idiot. He wants to blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Don't care. Don't care about any of it. Actually, you know what I really care about is this morning, yesterday, I had to say basically goodbye to a long-term friend. And for no other reason than we're just different now. And it came up on this show a few weeks ago about me and the gay community and how I was pretty injured by them, it would seem. And I just want to tell you all, when you change, you know, don't blame other people for not understanding or coming along or giving you what you need now. Because those people are used to giving you what they're giving you, and they're used to you accepting it. And then suddenly you change profoundly in some way. And the behaviors that you accepted previous, you don't accept anymore because you feel differently about yourself. You see, America has no self-esteem as a country. Now, everyone's rah, rah, we're number one, we're number one. But really, we don't feel good about our country. There is not a positive feeling. And subsequently, we let those in our lives, like Donald Trump, Congress, whatever, treat us poorly because we feel poorly about the country. And so their substandard behavior of us plays into how we feel. Now, I did that for 3 decades. I was insecure because I felt fat and ugly. And I'm sure I did really bad things in my lifetime out of that insecurity and that feeling that I was nothing or less than because of my weight, because of my looks, because of my financial situation. You know, in this country, we're told we're not enough for a lot of reasons. You don't make enough money. You're not thin enough. You're not this, you're not that enough. And oftentimes we believe it. We're like, oh, I must not be enough. And so it shapes our view of ourselves and shapes our world. And then one day we might wake up and say, no, you know what? I am enough. And if they don't like it, oh well. And suddenly you find that you're not accepting substandard behavior before. When America believes in itself again, it will not accept Donald Trump. Okay? When America believes that it can be great again, we will not accept Nancy Pelosi saying impeachment's off the table. When we believe that we're worth saving, we'll save ourselves. Right now, most Americans don't believe America is worth saving. Trump supporters don't. And you certainly don't. The mood is that we are a civilization on the decline, and it will be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Just like if you believe you are on the decline, you will be. If you believe you can't do it, you won't. America doesn't believe in itself anymore as a people. It has split so far apart that we don't even see ourselves as a people. We see ourselves as them and they and the others. And so how can we succeed and build up our confidence and feel good about ourselves if we don't even know who we are? I am struggling here in Las Vegas to determine who I am now and who I want to be in the future after leaving LA, leaving a life of debt, leaving a life of stress. Leaving talk radio in a sense as all of that madness of network radio and all that. I have to figure out who I am now. And as I do, I figure out what kind of behavior I will accept and which I won't. And because I'm now putting boundaries on the behavior that I will accept because I no longer feel badly about myself, it's having damage. And when you start feeling better about yourself, whether it's through my plan about plant-based eating or just psychologically or you get a new job or whatever, when you start feeling better, you don't want people around that don't make you feel good for whatever reason. And if America felt better about itself, it wouldn't want anyone else around that made it feel bad. We need to believe. I am Carell. You be who you want to be, so it doesn't hurt anybody. Look, reallycarell.com is really growing as a social network. People are now opening news groups there. They're befriending each other. They're talking to each other outside of me. And as Facebook has now leaked all of your passwords and left them sitting around the office and stuff, it's time to leave Facebook and join reallycarell.com. I don't even care if you're an avid listener. If you just want to connect with social people who like each other, who are friendly and kind, then go to reallycarell.com. I am the administrator. I will never sell your data and release it to anybody. Also, we need those Patreon subscriptions. We live by them. So please support the show at reallycarell.com through a donation. We'll be back on the weekend.